Australian surfer Mick Fanning is breathing a sigh of relief after another shark scare in South Africa. The surfer was plucked from the water at Jeffreys Bay as a great white approached. Mick Fanning survived a shark attack at the same beach 2 years ago, as David Cody reports.
It's an occupational hazard for surfers and can wreak havoc on a competition. A 3-metre-long great white shark is spotted in the water during the World Surf League quarter-final heats at Jeffreys Bay in South Africa. Kieran Perro is the World Surf League commissioner.
Here our safety protocols picked it up quite far down, probably about 600 or 700 metres down the point. The jet ski followed it and could see that it was coming into the lineup, so we had to stop the heat.
The jet skis move in, and soon Brazil's Gabriel Medina and Australian Mick Fanning are pulled from the water.
I was looking, and one of the skis moved pretty close, and I was looking at him going, what are we doing? What are you doing? He's like, hold. And then I saw him pick up John. I was like, all right, we're out of here. I was sort of hoping to catch another wave and just go straight in, but he said it was down where you were, so I'm glad I didn't do that.
Mick Fanning knows all too well what can go wrong. 2 years ago, he was attacked by a shark at the same beach. He came out unscathed after punching the fish, and it was all broadcast on live TV.
You can see a little splash.
Oh. Holy shit.
Excuse me. Fanning needing some assistance. He's swimming into the beach.
That incident left him rattled. He said at the time he would be happy to never compete again.
He just kept coming at my board, and I just was like kicking and screaming and, wow.
See some teeth?
Surfing journalist Reggae Ellis says Jeffreys Bay, or J-Bay, is popular with surfers despite the danger.
Renowned as a spot, you know, for great whites. And, you know, that whole southern part of South Africa, both on the Cape Town side and the Jeffreys Bay side, is the perfect scenario. You've got seals and you've got cold water and you've got great white sharks.
Was the incident a couple of years ago when Mick Fanning was actually attacked a bit of a wake-up call for competition organisers?
Yeah, I think that was. You know, they still have people spotting it. Back then they only had a couple of patrollers out there with that. You know, when you see someone surfing the final of one of the major events actually get knocked off their board by a great white, it does make you think about it. Put it in perspective, all the surfers really want to hold this event at Jeffreys Bay. It's one of the best waves in the world. So the surfers, they know what's going on over there, but they're more than prepared to put up with it because the waves are so good.
I guess it just shows that you need nerves of steel to be a pro surfer.
Yeah, it's a bit different to playing around a golf at Augusta, that's for sure.
Surfing journalist Reggae Ellis ending David Cody's report.